conversations with POAC, Pondere Arts Council, regarding their upcoming 51st Annual Arts and Crafts Fair. We will also be talking to Tim Bangle, the director of the anxiously awaited Murder on the Orient Express at the Panada Theater. And finally, we'll be conversing with Stephanie Reif, executive director of the Selkirk Realtors Association, about what the real estate market is looking like these days and what is coming up. So how are you, Keely?
I am recovering. I think most people who read our newsletter knew that I was out of the office with a horrible upper respiratory infection, and my ears are still popping.
Yeah, I know. It was really, I was really worried about you. You were gone for so long that
I didn't want to be. It was just me and the dogs on the couch and whatever I could find to watch to entertain me.
And then when you came back and you were coughing, I just didn't want to get anywhere near you.
I don't blame you. I mean, it's still like, it's still lingering, man. This summer cold is intense.
Right?
Yeah.
So what have you been doing for the summer? Any fun things or?
I unfortunately missed the festival. That made my heart sad because I was sick. But before the festival, I was lucky enough to go down to Spokane and see Incubus in concert at the Spokane Pavilion. That was a highlight. So I'm very, very, very lucky that I got to see that because they've been one of my favorite bands since I was 14.
Well, there you go. And I'd never heard of them. Isn't that amazing? I guess that's the generational difference, right? Or maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, you would, if I played you one song that everybody knows, you'd be like, oh yeah, those guys. And it's not even their best song.
Oh, dang.
I know.
Well, and the festival, speaking of this festival, it was a smashing success.
I know. It broke my heart that I couldn't go. I won tickets to Gary Clark Jr. thanks to Ting, and I was so, my head was a vice. Yeah. And I was so sad just the whole time watching people on Facebook, having so much fun, watching the videos going.
Yeah. I know that Train and then Michael Frante, too. Michael Frante was a big hit with the kids' concert at around 11, I think, and then the adults. And I could hear it from where I live right now. And, oh, my gosh, it was rocking.
I will definitely be looking into a early bird season's pass next year because we'll be upping the vitamin C come summer.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, they have a new stage. And so people, I heard from so many people that they went to one concert and said, I really didn't like the stage. And then by the end of the concerts, they were like, oh, it grew on me. I really like it. So,
yeah, I would be curious to see it in person. I just saw pictures of it, obviously, but it looks pretty darn cool. And the way they assembled it and they kind of showed us a fast motion video of how they rose it. It was pretty darn cool tech wise.
Yeah, I know. Modern things, right?
Mm hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, we are going to get to our guests very soon, so stay tuned, and thank you for joining the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Need canning supplies? Look no further than Pro-X Home Center. They have jars, accessories, pots, canners, and recipe books to help you get the most out of your harvest. For the latest in food preservation solutions, come and see their Harvest Right freeze-drying system, proudly built to last in the USA. Freeze-dried foods retain 97% of their nutrients and stored properly can last for up to 25 years. Pro-X Home Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Register today for the Find Your Strength Family Fun Run. On September 23rd, the Bonner General Health Foundation is hosting a 5K and Superhero 1K, which includes a post-race party with fun for the whole family. The funds raised during our community run will go towards the exoskeleton. This state-of-the-art rehab technology has transformed the lives of many who have lost the ability to walk due to stroke, injury, MS, cerebral palsy, and more. To learn more, donate, or register, visit bonnergeneral.org/foundation.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go
night mode.
Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya
later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Stage at the Panada in September.
Oh, well, I'm very excited for this interview because Tim's a part of my lovely company, Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater, and we're so excited to have him. And I love how Boss wrote esteemed director, because that's how I feel about Tim. So Tim, please share with us why did you want to do Murder on the Orient Express?
The idea crossed my mind shortly after Young Frankenstein, when you had thrown out there that you wanted some additional people to direct future shows. And it's like, yeah, I think I can do that. So I did some research on shows that I could possibly do. And the one that most appealed to me was Murder on the Orient Express. I've never done a murder mystery in film or in theater, performed or been backstage for one. So I thought it might be a fun addition to my resume, and you graciously agreed to let me take the reins for it, and it's been absolutely fun so far.
And you've been doing a brilliant job, and share, just for our audiences, share your background, because your background, you have a big background in theater, but your first love is
film. Yeah, I did some theater out of high school. I went to a theater conservatory in California for a couple years. Then I lived my life, did business, had some kids, but then about 7 or 8 years ago, I got into film, which is something I'd always wanted to do. And just recently, before we started Murder Rehearsals, we finished our feature film for The Fade.
Which was so much fun, right? And both Boss and I are in it.
That's right.
We're promoting it right now. Yeah.
But I mean,
She hurts me a lot.
Yeah, it's great.
She has so much fun with it. Well, one of the things that I loved about your idea for this show was that you wanted to bring your film background into the production aspect. So just really quickly share with us how you're doing that.
Well, I didn't seek out murder to incorporate the film element. It just kind of fit. There's the opening scene in which we are introduced to Daisy Armstrong, and she's kidnapped by the character Ratchet. So we're going to film that, and we're actually going to show that on the big screen in the Panada. And then there's a couple other short scenes that we're filming, and then we're going to film and show the murder reveal at the end of the show while everybody else is on stage still. It's kind of a memory sequence.
I love it. And you guys have been in rehearsal for how long now?
I believe our first rehearsal was like July 6th, okay. I think. So every Tuesday and Thursday we've been getting together.
Yeah. And just because we're talking about timelines, could you tell us the dates of the show?
Yeah. We open on September 15th, and we have a September 16th show as well, and then we are back the next weekend on the 22nd and 23rd.
And what time?
7 p.m., and tickets are $25.
And where can they get tickets?
LPORep.com.
Do you see how I'm training him? It's so wonderful. Yeah. I love how I don't have to be the one saying these things about the company all the time. Well, talk to us about some of the characters that you have in the show and some of the actors, because I know that I was very excited to see how many new faces and old faces we have in this show. It's very casting was very exciting.
Yeah. Well, obviously there's Hercule Poirot.
Poirot.
Steve makes fun of me because I don't say it very well, so I just call him Steve instead of Poirot. But Steve Hammond was cast as the title character. And then we've got Corey Repass in it. He's a veteran with LPO rep. And Holly Beeman and Michael Bigley as some of the reoccurring players. But then we've got a brand new player or actor who is Ratchet, who is the main bad guy. And then we're bringing back Ashley Schaubrick, I think is how you pronounce her last name.
Mm-hmm. This is her first show with us.
First show with us, and it's the first show with her on stage for like the last 7 years or something like that.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
been a while. And then we've also cast Dorothy.
Prophet.
I don't know why I'm having a hard time with names. She hasn't been on stage as an actor for 7 years as well.
She runs Cade Memorial Productions. Yeah.
And she's having a blast being up there with us and just having to focus on acting and not bossing people around. And we have two kids. So
I was just going to ask about Daisy.
One of the unique things that we've incorporated into this project is the use of Daisy throughout the entire show. She's only scripted in part or the first scene of the show, but we're bringing her back as a ghost to kind of antagonize and express some subtext that the characters on stage are feeling. And it's been fun having two kids. We had three kids audition and two came back for callbacks. So we just cast both of them and each of them will run one weekend. That way they both have an opportunity to be on stage and be in the filming portion of it.
That's so wonderful. So let's see here. What other amazing questions can I ask you about this show? What do you have, boss?
I don't know. I kind of want to jump to the fade.
Yeah, we can.
Hey, we can jump to the fade, but I once again, before we jump to the fade, can you tell us dates, times, and where they can get tickets?
Yeah, so Murder on the Orient Express opens September 15th, and we run the 16th, the 22nd, and 23rd. Tickets can be purchased on lporep.com, and they are $25 online.
Awesome.
I'll probably make you say that again in the last few minutes that we have. So switching to the film, The Fade. So when is it going to be available for public consumption?
I just booked our premiere date for the feature film version of it. That is April 6th, 2024. So immediately after we close Murder, I go into post-production for special effects and finalize some of the editing and incorporating some music. One of the last things that we just changed was incorporating some kids who are part of a band down in Boise. They came up here. I met with them and they're going to write and perform a song for the film.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
Well, and I have to say, speaking for myself, going from, you know, because I'm a theater person and being in a movie, it was very interesting. I remember when we sat around and did the read, and one of the theater people said, "So when do we start rehearsals?" And you laughed at us because it's not as intense. I mean, you learn your lines and then you go and you shoot the scene 30 or 40 times till you get it right. And it's really been an amazing process of, and then seeing it when you add in all the special effects. And so it's been very interesting for a theater nerd to actually go do film because, you know, theater, you have to be ready as soon as you hit the boards and you can't stop and start over. So I really admire that you kept all of us going and on track, especially since it's mostly kids.
Yeah. It we premiered the first part last September and we started filming this next chapter in March, and it was clearly evident the second we started rolling that this version was going to be completely different. The acting was better. We were outside around Bonner County. So the production value was much more, it added much more appeal to it visually. And it just turned out a whole lot better. The acting, the kids blew it out of the water this time.
Yeah, they
kind of found their momentum and their groove, so to speak. So it's looking really good.
Well, and I have to ask the question because you and I have had this conversation, which I love. Can you share like what the differences between directing a film and directing a show have been like for you, and what that transition has kind of looked like as a director and a leader?
I think the biggest difference for me has been with The Fade. I have developed that world over the last 6-7 years. So I can show up on set, and with Lucas, we can give some direction, and we go, and we know exactly what we want. With the theater, I have to get up to speed a whole lot quicker. I don't have as much time to develop the story. The story's already developed. I have to interpret it and communicate that vision to the actors much more rapidly than I did for the film.
Yeah.
Well, and you have the patience of a saint working with how many kids were there? Teenagers.
I think we had close to 30 kids.
Right.
This time.
Yeah. It was I just thought, oh man, I don't know if I'd have that much patience, but you were so great working with the kids, and it was really remarkable. And, just everything that we did other than the yellow hazmat suit that I had to wear.
Yep.
And it was 300 degrees, right? And you could hear me walking, but it was really fantastic. So April 6th is when we'll have the premiere. How long do you think it's going to be?
Right now it's sitting at 2.5 hours long.
Well, hey. Is this with part one or just part two and three?
It's just two and three.
Wow. Well, we're going to beat Oppenheimer probably.
I won't put in part one. I can't. The kids grew up too fast in between. So the boys, their voices dropped, and they grew about 6 inches, slendered out some of them. There would have to be a huge time jump somewhere in the story to accommodate the rapid growth that they achieved.
Right. And the first one was how long?
40 minutes.
Yeah. Wasn't too long, but it was really a fun experience. And so talk to us about, we've heard some remarkable things about the set for Murder. So what is remarkable about the set?
Yes, we're doing a giant book. The overall dimensions are, it's about 8 feet tall by 10 feet wide. And there are actual functional pages that we're building into it, so that when Daisy, who's going to be turning the pages, flips the page, it's going to be evident that we're in a different location on the train. Because the movie screen is going to be down in the space the entire show, it limited what we could do set-wise in that even narrower space, because the movie screen consumes a lot of the upstage real estate. So the book will be on wheels. We'll be able to move it around stage. It's black and white now, so I'll be able to project some video elements on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really the only functional set piece. We've got some panels to look like the exterior of the train that we're going to use a couple times.
Right.
But
and Valerie Moore is heading that up?
Val Moore. It took on a big task, but she's remarkable. She's knocking it out of the water.
Yeah.
She's spending a lot of time developing these pages. I've spent almost every weekend with her just tracing images out, but she's doing the brunt of the work.
Yeah, this production team is quite remarkable, and I definitely want to make sure that we're highlighting them as well when we talk about the show, just because it's the work that the actors do is tremendous, and of course the director, but the production, what a lot of people don't know is that, you know, production teams meet well before casting even happens and are creating so many different things before actors even step in the room. So there's so much that goes into building these worlds.
And Vicky,
Turnbull,
who's doing our costumes, she's on an accelerated timeline for the show because we start filming this next week. So we have to have most of our costumes done before September 1st. Like August 25th is the last film element, and everybody's costumes have to be done by August 25th. So we still have 2 weeks before the show opens.
Wow.
So she's been busting them out, and she's phenomenal. And we captured Mariah Bell as our stage manager for the show. She's been doing props for us since Frankenstein, but we got her on board for stage managing this time, and she's amazing too.
Excellent. So one more time, where can people buy tickets?
LPORep.com,
mm-hmm.
$25.
Right.
Shows are the 15th, 16th, 22nd, and 23rd of September, and every show is at 7 p.m.
Great.
At the Panada Theater.
The Panada.
That's right. All right. Thank you so much, Tim, for coming and sharing all that information. It's time for another break. You're listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
The 7th annual Ponderay Neighbor Day is coming up Saturday, September 9th, behind the Hoot Owl on Highway 200 in Ponderay. They're signing up food and retail vendors now. The entry for vendors is free with a $50 deposit to hold your spot. This family-friendly event features live music, activities, games, and more. For information, contact Kaylee at the City of Ponderay. Be a vendor at Ponderay Days, September 9th. Call the City of Ponderay or email klmiller@ponderay.org.
Cowboy boots are more than functional. They're works of art. At Boot Barn, we see a cowboy boot not only as a symbol of the West, but also as a unique masterpiece. Corral designs their boots with artistry in mind. From striking laser-cut inlays to Western embroidery, their handcrafted boots are dedicated to artistic craftsmanship. For cowboy boots made to be worn and collected, Corral Boots at Boot Barn.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com, 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
KBFI. KSPT. North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. With Keely and Kate, and right now we have the wonderful Claire from POAC. We're so excited that this weekend is the Arts and Crafts Fair, so welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
I don't know. I'm excited. I think the weather will be nice. It'll be perfect.
I was going to say, we have the easy job. We just get to go and enjoy it. You're the one who's like doing all of the hard work.
Oh, well, I think we're there. I think we're ready.
Yeah, we all just had an interesting conversation about event planning and implementation. Is you get to a point where you think, okay, whoa, this is really easy. It just went together. And the other side of your brain goes, I must have forgot something. Yep. It's going to be crazy. And so, yeah, but that runs through our minds all the time. And how many vendors do you have this year?
120 artist vendors.
Wow.
And 3 food vendors.
Nice.
Yeah.
So is that the most that you've had? Or
I think that's the most I've booked since I've been there. So that's at capacity. There's no more booths left at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you cap it at? So 120, that's really awesome. So tell us about some unique and fun vendors that'll be there.
Okay. So in the center, towards the center of the fair, we're going to have some hair shimmers, henna tattoos, and then that permanent jewelry that's trending right now. They, like, you pick a bracelet and they solder it together on your ankle or wrist, so you never have to take it off.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm going to try it. I'm going to get an anklet. But
of course you are.
And then we have Kinixu Land Trust Folk School is doing a booth by the fountain.
Mm-hmm.
So you can carve your own wooden spoon or weave a broom or make a copper ring. So there, and then demos and stuff. There's just going to be more to do, more interactive things.
That's really awesome. Who are the food vendors?
We've got Jupiter Jane, as always, mm-hmm. and then Azar's Greek Food is coming from Spokane. They closed their restaurant, but they're still doing the food truck, so
We
still get to have our Euros once a year.
Yay. Yeah.
And then new is Ugly Dog Coffee, and it's a little camper, like an old school, not quite Airstream, but that style camper, and so they're going to do some coffees for the morning.
That nice. Sounds fun.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go in the morning.
Right. Yeah, I'll drag my grandsons. We're going to go look at art. They'll be like, whatever.
They can go to the folk school, boss. That, yeah. Like, turn them loose, making a spoon.
Yeah. I went to the folk school, and I made a felted potholder.
Ooh. I feel like I've heard this story.
Many times because, did I tell you I made it myself?
Yes, you did.
Okay, yeah. Great. Yeah. I haven't used it, but I'm assuming it works. We'll find out, right? If I ever cook. I mean, you know. That could happen. So how long does it take? When do you start planning this for the next year?
January.
Okay.
So anyone asking, I've had a lot of people asking lately if there's still room, and January 15th is when you can start applying.
Okay.
So we get going on it really early. It takes a lot to
big event.
It is.
And please tell us how many years this has been going on, because this amazes me.
51 years this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's
kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It holds a lot of reputation, I think, for everyone who grew up in Sandpoint or moved mm-hmm. here. They know about it. They expect it. So the expectations are high.
So are you blocking off any more streets since it's this big? So you're down Second
and
Main.
Yep. Yeah. At that intersection right there. So we kind of blend in with the farmer's market on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just right across, you cross that street. It's one big market. It's pretty cool.
Is there a lot of new vendors there this year?
Yeah, we do. We've got our, you know, same old ones that come every year that we love. But there's a lot of fiber art this year. I noticed there's a trend in one medium or another. It was wood a couple years ago, and then we had lots of jewelry last year. We've got fiber art, like crocheted animals or hats, leather shoes, clothing that people have made of their own, like just really cool fiber stuff, even fiber wall art. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So is macrame coming back in? Is this what you're telling me?
Yes.
From the 70s?
There's macrame booth.
Dang, I should have kept all that crap from all those years ago.
I have a macrame plant holder.
Right?
In my house, and I love it.
Did you make it?
I did not. It was a gift.
Yeah.
It's very trendy right now.
Well, in the 70s, everything was macrame. Everything. And I love now that it's coming back, and like the bamboo furniture and stuff that's coming back. And my husband and I think to ourselves, why didn't we hold on to that? We could have sold that now for a lot of money. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, because we got tired of looking at it. But yeah. So are there a lot of like metal artists as well?
Yeah, there'll be some yard art as always. And then we've got Dave Gonzo is a metal sculpture artist. So he'll be doing some demos, which will be fun to watch.
Nice. Oh my gosh. What else? What other questions
well,
you
got? POAC is just such an amazing organization
yes.
in town. So please share with us, obviously everybody's stoked for the Arts and Crafts Fair, but what else is coming up this year from POAC?
So I'll go in order here. Thursday.
Good idea.
This Thursday, tomorrow, is the Summer Concert Series in the Park. Mm-hmm. We sponsor that. We don't run it, but we do sponsor that. Then Arts and Crafts Fair after that. September 1st through 3rd is the Artist Studio Tour, which we just adopted back after 20 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, is that your, okay.
Yeah, they asked us to adopt it back, so we did. So the driving map is out, and you can look forward to that on Labor Day weekend. And then the 19th of August, I skipped one, is
uh-oh.
Shakespeare in the Park, which again, we don't organize, but we sponsor that one too.
Nice.
And then our performing arts series is released, and that starts in September.
Wonderful.
So, and after that, that goes to April. And then we're back at Art Walk again.
And then we're back.
See that? Yeah. See how that goes? That's awesome. Well, it's just so wonderful that you guys have such a amazing collection of just things that people can do around town. It's always fun to see what POAC's up to and what events they've got their hands in. And yeah.
We like to keep you all busy.
We appreciate it.
That's a really good thing. Are you guys moving? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Okay. When are you doing that and where are you going?
So we will be across the street from Jalapenos. It's 313 Second Ave in between Sotheby's and Haddock Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk by right now, there's a big hole where they just knocked the wall out and they're going to put in some nice tall glass windows where you can see everything in our gallery.
Wonderful.
So first week of September, we'll be in there. I don't know if we'll be open by then.
Right.
But we'll have gallery up front, offices in the middle, and a classroom in the back for all of our art classes.
That's nice. We have more space?
Yes. Is that good? Twice as much.
Yeah. How long has POAC been around?
It started in 78, so fast math on that
would be 45.
I love how you both look at me. I am not the math major.
I think so. I'm trying to think how my youngest daughter was born in 78, so 45, I think.
45 years.
Yeah. That's a long time for an arts organization.
And we've moved a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that this new space lets us really put some roots down and get one space that tells the community everything that we do, because I don't think everyone realizes how much stuff we do. So I think this will help.
Nice.
Home base.
Yeah. Well, that'll be exciting. It's a dreading thing and an exciting thing to have to move, right?
At least it's just across the street.
I know.
You'll see me in the crosswalk one box at a time. Just
your nephew probably won't be here. I know. So, well, because he could help. That's what the teenagers, you know.
Right.
Make them work.
Send them my way.
Exactly. Let's see. What is the most exciting performing arts thing that you have coming up on the calendar?
I'm really excited for Letters Aloud, which is in January.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a collection of letters from the past. I'll give you an example. It says, "Dear Mad Magazine, you have not accepted any of my stories, and I've sent so many in, and how dare you? You are going to regret this one day." Right. Signed, Stephen King, age 14. So they're letters from the past. They're inspirational, and I'm really excited to watch that one.
That sounds amazing, and that's
in January.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Like saying the same thing.
And where can people buy tickets or find out about all of this wonderful stuff?
Artinsandpoint.org. Everything is on there.
Artinsandpoint.org. That's really amazing. And also, going back to the Arts and Crafts Fair, is there any of the artists that are going to do, like we have all the paint and sips? I think it would be kind of fun to have interactive paint something.
I don't know if anybody's doing that. I really encourage demos. And this year, I really wanted people to have stuff to watch or participate in. So we'll see. There will be a caricature artist there. You can get your caricature drawing done.
Great. They could make me shorter than I already am. That'd be wonderful. Right. My oldest daughter and I did a paint and sip the other day, and it's supposed to be sunflowers. It's very abstract, I think, on my part. My art is not drawing or painting at all, but
I'm just saying, look at Picasso.
Right? Yeah.
Started as a master and got more abstract. Maybe you're just a genius and you don't know it.
See, I like what Claire's saying.
Okay, let's do the Jackson Pollock stuff, because I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could just go throw paint on something and that would be,
cigarette, bottle of whiskey, and just go for it. So he did.
Yes. Right. Amazing how art is so subjective, right? One person is, that's beautiful. Another is, yeah, I don't get it.
Yep.
What is that? But anything else you want us to know before we wrap up here?
I would just say stop by the POAC booth in front of our new space, again, across from Jalapenos, if you're interested in signing up for classes, because we're going to have our whole class catalog there, and you can sign up for the painting class, or there's a metalworking class, stained glass. There's so many offerings. So nice. I would just encourage you to stop by there if you're looking for winter, fall activities.
Right. And what are the hours of the fair this weekend?
9 to 5 Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday.
Wonderful. That will be so exciting. So we will see everybody down at the annual 51st Annual Arts and Crafts Fair this weekend in downtown Sandpoint. All right. Well, it's time for another break, and you're listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Okay, welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour again with Kate and Keeley. And this, for our final guest, we have Stephanie Reif. She's Executive Director of Selkirk Realtor Association, and she's going to be talking to us about real estate and what's happening right now in that world. Welcome, Stephanie.
Well, hi, ladies. How's it going?
Good. So how's the real estate biz in Sandpoint?
It's a moving target, Kate. Honestly. You know, we ended up ending July with the largest amount of listings for the year at about 1,200.
Put your microphone. There you go.
Oh.
You can adjust it.
Sorry,
there
guys.
We go. That's all right.
I'm talking quietly. Anyway, we ended July with the highest number of listings in the MLS at about 1,269.
Wow.
So, yeah, when we started out the year with 489, that's quite a difference.
That's a big jump.
That is a big jump. So, but that includes Bonner Boundary County, some Kootenai County as
well. Oh, okay. Is there quite a bit of new housing? I mean, I see a lot of, you know, new starts, like subdivisions starting, and but actual built, ready to move into houses, are there quite a few?
There is new construction going, of course, like you mentioned, a lot of things being built. But unfortunately for some, it seems that as soon as they're built, they're bought.
Right.
So the building isn't keeping quite up with the need.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, we've seen a lot of the apartment buildings being completed, and with Schweitzer's workforce housing projects,
right,
which are wonderful.
Yeah.
And their community partners, that kind of helps alleviate some of the pressure,
mm-hmm,
for those folks in the workforce housing market. But there are a few new developments coming in. There's one out at Providence. And then, of course, we all know about Nancy Hadley's on Culver.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a matter of being able to get folks into those level entry. I don't want to say affordable, because what's affordable for one isn't for another.
Exactly.
So let's try attainable level entry. How's that?
Oh, that's a good phrase.
Yeah.
I like that. So do you think, even with the prices the way that they are, people are snapping them up? Is that what... you know, what we're seeing, or has the high interest rate stopped anybody from buying, or?
Well, it's funny that you ask that, because in some of my statistical reports that I've done recently, cash is king.
Oh, yeah.
And it has been since COVID. But we're still seeing a high number of cash and private money transactions. So, you know, conventional, then FHA and IHFA. So, it's just
right.
It's just tough.
And what is the interest rate now? Is it 7?
It's about, well, you asked me that yesterday.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know that 7.5 on vacant land with some lending institutions.
Right.
But, I was hoping to get more information on
that's
the interest
all right.
rates for you, but.
That's all right. Well, and speaking of that, if you want to hear more about real estate and the real estate market, Stephanie will be making a presentation. Stephanie and others who are joining her will be making a presentation tomorrow at the Chamber Luncheon from noon to 1 at the Community Room by Tango Restaurant. And so if you're interested, please, certainly you can go online at the sandpointchamber.org and sign up for the luncheon if you'd like to attend and hear more. So I wanted to get that out before our time ends. If you want to learn more about what's happening in the real estate market. What do you think? I know this is like get your crystal ball out, but what do you think the future holds for real estate prices and et cetera in our area? Do you think they'll ever come back down again?
Well, hopefully the market's leveling out and we'll see. I know everybody thinks it's going to crash again like it did in 2008. But I honestly, and I've talked with others who've been in the business for quite some time, it should plateau. It should level out. And we're going to see little hiccups here and there, ups and downs. But that's kind of what we're the trend is going towards nationally as well. And the National Association of Realtors, their chief economist, says about the same thing. And apartment starts are going to be up over single family, those kind of things. And, you know, we just had a positive job report, and the outlook on inflation is going to be released tomorrow with the Consumer Pricing Index report.
Right.
So we'll see if the feds are going to raise rates again like they promised to.
Right.
You know, they promised to raise it two more times this year. So we'll
and that's
see.
Always, yeah, that's always very interesting. I know when my husband and I bought our house here in the early 90s, we thought we were getting a great deal at like 9% or something, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, to have it, and then remodeling, we got a construction loan for 3%. So it's like, oh my gosh, wow, yeah. It can go everywhere. But it really is a difference in, you know, my dental hygienist was saying that with the increase in interest, even if she found something, that'd be like an additional $750 a month, and she's a single mom. And so it really, those interest rates really do make a big difference.
Yes, they do, especially for like the level entry affordable, quote unquote, housing like Nancy Hadley's trying to do. An interest rate hike can disqualify somebody so easily. So that's a tough one.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and it seems, though, too, that we have, you know, really great real estate agents and trying to fit people with the right property, and that's always really important. If people want to find out more about real estate, Stephanie, where should they go? What is your website?
What is our website? Well, our website is geared more towards our members, but we do have housing statistics and other links that you can look up. It's selkirkaor.com. Or, you know, if you have a realtor friend or a lender friend, reach out to them. They're always happy to talk about their work.
That's right. That's right. And possibly make a sale or so. Yeah. Yeah. It really is interesting too. And the one thing about Sandpoint, like even if it's new construction, is that there's not a lot of infill spots in Sandpoint to actually build anymore. Which is crazy because you see these little tiny lots and somebody's building something. So,
oh, and ADUs going up like crazy.
Yeah.
Auxiliary dwelling units.
Yes.
For those who don't know what the ADU is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny because our vacant land listings are actually down this year from last year.
Oh, wow.
Which is odd. But at the same time, there's that ebb and flow of, you know, leveling out on different types of listings and cost, you know, price points. So.
Huh. It's just, it's crazy, right? What a crazy market to have to keep track of. Wouldn't it be easier if it was all just level all the time? Right?
Yeah.
I imagine it has you jumping. And real estate agents as well.
Real estate agents. Yeah, it's funny, you know, how things change, and COVID really did a number on everybody all around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not only just in real estate and being deemed essential by the governor and allowing us to stay open.
Right.
And us being like one of nine states, I believe, you know, that was able to continue on.
Yeah.
Just the influx of folks who just came here because they wanted to get away and fell in love.
Right, with Idaho. Yeah. Okay, so before we wrap up, let's talk again about if you want to hear more about the real estate market and more statistics, please go to sandpointchamber.org and you can register for our luncheon tomorrow. It does have a capacity, so if you're interested, I would recommend that you go right away to do that. And also, if you want real estate statistics, you can go to SelkirkAOR.com and find out, or as Stephanie said, reach out to your friendly neighborhood real estate agent or your local lending institution. So that will wrap it up for today's Chamber Chatter. Thank you so much for listening to Kate and Keeley and our wonderful guests today, Tim Bangle and Claire Christie from POAC and Stephanie Reef from the Real Estate, our real estate expert here in the area. And be sure to go out to the 51st Annual POAC Arts and Crafts Fair this weekend, downtown Sandpoint. Thank you and have a great rest of your August.
On air at 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, 97.1 FM.